The Your Safe Space podcast is recorded on Wurundjeri land. This podcast acknowledges the traditional owners and custodians of the land. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land. Welcome back to the Your Safe Space podcast, hosted by me, Adele Marie. This podcast, just like the title says, is made for you, where you can spill the tea, confess your secrets, or get some big sister advice. Today, Em is joining me on air and we discuss whether or not you should call your best friend out on their bad behavior and what to do when you both live at home and now your sex life is suffering. Let's get into the show. Hello, Miss Emily.
Hello, lovely. How are you?
I'm so excited to have you back in here.
I know, it's been a while. Is this the first one of the year?
No, we did an episode in January.
Okay.
Or maybe February, but I think you've only been on one episode this year.
Yeah, wow.
So maybe
I'm excited to be back.
The second one, and I'm so happy to have you back. The listeners have missed you.
Thank you for having me back. I always love to chat with you, spin some shit, as we say.
I know, I love it too. All right. Are we ready to get straight into the tea? We don't have time to waste today because you've got a flight to catch in a second.
Let's do this.
My bestie and I work at the same place. She's had a boyfriend for 2 years, but she's been crushing on a guy at work. She will be talking to him all the time at work. She will wait for him after work to walk to their cars together, and she will change her work shirt to a backless shirt that shows cleavage when she knows she's going to walk to her car with him.
What?
I know, it's very, very, very specific. She always talks about him and he's stalking him on social media and trying to figure out when they are both rostered on. Should I call her out on this behavior? What would you do in my situation?
That's so weird and so specific. Also, a backless shirt that shows her cleavage. How does that work?
What top is that?
Can I get it? Has she spoken to her best friend about this yet?
I don't think so.
Has she said, hey, girl, kind of weird you're acting like this when you have a boyfriend. What's going on? Because I would definitely talk to them about it.
So would I. And she said, my bestie and I work at the same place. So she's saying bestie, right? If it's my bestie, I'm 100% calling my bestie out. And I would expect my bestie to call me out on my bullshit too. Yeah,
I would call my bestie out. But at the same time, I would also have like a much bigger conversation about like, are they aware that they're acting like this? Why are they acting like this? Like, what's her relationship like at home? Like,
yeah.
But I feel like if that's my best friend, I already know all of these things. And like, I would assume and like hope that I'm up to date with like my bestie's relationship.
Yeah.
But absolutely, I would say something. I wouldn't get involved with the partner. Like, I wouldn't be telling the partner or anything until you've had a much bigger conversation with the friend.
Definitely. I think convo with the friend, but even before the convo with the friend, just like collect your thoughts, come from a place of like care, because I sense a tiny bit of judgment.
I'm feeling jealousy.
Okay.
And that's something when reading this, I was like, it sounds like you don't like your friend and it sounds like you have a crush on this guy, which that is me jumping to conclusions. I will say that and sorry to the listener, but I would be curious to know if there's like a minute of self-assessment to be like, oh, am I just jealous that I think she might like this person and I like this person?
Them. Yeah. Interesting take. But I see that too. But yeah, I would say you definitely need to approach the situation with empathy, with some understanding, because the friend could be like going through it with her partner and maybe just reacting like that. Mm.
Which doesn't make it right. And I think like, if it is something like unfaithful, like absolutely that is wrong, no questions asked. But I don't know, maybe like her and her boyfriend or her and her partner like have broken up and maybe like you don't know that. But I'm assuming as a best friend you know these things.
You would know that stuff, yeah.
But you would also assume like if I saw my best friend acting like that, like I remember I was with you at some point. I don't know if I should be sharing this.
No, but we can share it.
I was with you at some point and someone was being really flirty with you. And I was like, are you seeing this? And you like, no. You're like, no, they're not. And I was like, no, like, babe, they are
they are being very flirty.
And you had no idea.
Yeah.
And so maybe the person like doesn't realize that they're being flirty or doesn't realize that those might be signals that they're sending off.
Yeah, for
but
sure.
At the same time, like when I noticed that person was being flirty with you, I told you immediately.
Yeah.
Like, I pulled you aside and was like, hey, just so you know.
Yeah.
So I'm surprised this hasn't been something like if it was my best friend, I would immediately be like, oh, we got a cleavage showing shirt today, do we? What's going on here? Kind of just checking in.
Yeah, definitely. No, I agree with you. I think we're on the same page there. I would call it out, but from a place of kindness. And
yeah,
I mean, at the end of the day, what happens next is really up to the best friend to reflect on her behavior, make the necessary changes, whether that is stopping flirting with this guy at work or breaking up with her boyfriend.
Yeah, absolutely.
Either outcomes. All right. I'm going to poll the audience too. Very curious to hear what they think. Also curious if this listener wants to send in a follow-up. Were you crushing on this man? Can you tell us?
Yeah, I would love to know like all the inside. Also just like the whole issue with it being a workplace.
Yeah.
Guys, don't get involved with people in your workplace. Like just top line, it's probably not worth
what's
it.
What's that saying? Don't shit where you eat or don't shit where you sleep. I don't know.
I think the both things, but the whole idea of just like if things go wrong, you don't want your income to be affected by that.
Yeah. Definitely.
Be careful, guys.
Wise words of wisdom. All right, guys, if you have your own confession, please send them through. The link will be in the show notes. I have said this before. We get lots of questions for this podcast, but the confessions are few and far between. So send them over. All right, now into my favorite part of these episodes, our advice segment. And you're going to get two hot takes today, guys, which means obviously Em and I are not qualified professionals. Classic. Elephant in the room.
What a shocker. Who would have guessed?
Of course, so we do get deep, but take our advice with a grain of salt. And if you do need professional help, please check the show notes. Now, I saw this question and I was like, fuck yes, we're putting it in because is this person me? Anyway. Hi, Adele. My partner used to live by himself and I would stay over at his place regularly. He has recently moved back in with his parents, though. I, too, live with my parents, and so now our sex life has been non-existent. I feel as though this was an important part of our relationship and now it is very limited. Do you have any advice or tips on getting it on while still living at home? This listener, you are so real for this.
Yeah, but like truly this is something that everybody goes through and I feel like we've all had that awkward like, ah, shit, how do we make this work without anybody knowing?
Literally. And I feel like we need to talk about this. We need to talk about this more because if you don't live alone, you either live with housemates or you live with family.
Yeah.
There's people home. You're being impacted. Usually always
people home.
Yeah, your sex life is being impacted. And I feel like I can definitely relate. And not that this is the reason why I'm wanting to move. I'll do a whole episode on why I needed to move and we can unpack that later. But this is one of the reasons that I want my own space. And I'm not having sex at home. Like,
See, with my like ex, we both lived with family.
Yeah.
My current partner, I live with my family. He lives with housemates, but it's still something that it's like navigating. And I think there's also like much more to this because I remember being friends with people whose parents would not even let their partners come over or like stay over or anything, which would then make it 10 times harder.
Mm-hmm.
Whereas like my partners have always been allowed to stay the night and my room is like on a different level than my parents.
Oh,
and
that's a good setup.
Like we've got two bedrooms, two floors. My bedroom connects to a bathroom. Like there's ways around it.
You've got ways to navigate the situation.
Yeah, but I know that there's one floor, like one story house's bedroom near the kitchen. Like it's
literally sharing a wall with my parents' bathroom. I picked that room because it had a bigger wardrobe, but didn't really think about how it would impact my sex life at 31 years old.
Not being 31 years old and having to be like, oh, sorry, like my parents are home.
All right, I'm laughing, but no shame if you still live at home as well. Like, we just want to say that. We understand.
We just know it's frustrating.
We know it's frustrating and we know that people's sex lives are impacted by this epidemic.
This epidemic of living at home.
I'm gonna poll the audience. I want to know, if you live with people, does this impact your sex life? I reckon it does.
I think it does, but I also would hope that, I guess, like living with housemates and stuff, it's a little more like casual. Like sex is not as taboo talking about with your housemates as it is with your parents. Although I would still hope and encourage people are like considerate when having sex with housemates in the house, because like there's nothing more uncomfortable than hearing other people have sex.
Oh, it's the fucking worst.
It's so uncomfortable. I actually don't think I've experienced it.
I have, and it's
I don't think I have, which I'm so thankful for, but my fear is other people hearing me have sex.
Yeah.
And then like, I don't know, is telling me or not telling me worse? I don't know, but I don't want anyone to hear me having sex.
Yeah.
Like,
so an ex of mine had a housemate and their bedroom walls were, like they shared the bedroom walls and Yep. It was just once that I had heard his housemate and the girl he was dating having sex. And I was just like, put on some headphones. I can't turn the TV volume up.
Like, at least there was just once. Like my fear, you hear all these horror stories of people having like
really loud.
Yeah. Like the neighbors. It's like neighbors, people you can't even talk to like in apartments. Yes. And they're just having like super loud sex all the time. And you're like, oh my God, I could not deal with that.
Yeah. No.
But I think like if you are in a housemate situation or just even having sex at home when your parents are home, you've got to be considerate. Yeah. You've got to be quiet. If you're incapable of having quiet sex, that's a you problem.
100%. And that's like literally what we're going to get into. We're going to give you some tips, right? Some tips. All right. First tip is to be quiet.
Yeah.
And I'm even going to go one step further and be like, experiment with like other things, right? Some sexual positions are louder than others. Some sexual acts are louder than others. Like,
and maybe you'll see, you can make the being quiet thing like a kink. Like,
yeah, exactly.
Adapt, overcome.
Adapt. And adapt is probably one of like the main things that I had like noted for this episode, because I even think maybe looking at it as something like exciting and something that you can kind of have fun with rather than it being like this, oh, that's really off-putting and daunting and you know what I mean? So even changing your view around it.
There's also a lot to consider here as well, yeah, with like culture and what your parents would do if they found out and what, like, you know, if you're coming from a religious household, there are a lot of factors that come into play. And I think we're kind of just talking more about the basic, like, standard family relationship where, like, sex isn't something discussed, but it's not, like, a crime either.
No. And we are literally answering, do you have any advice or tips on getting it on while still living at home? So may not be applicable to everyone who does still live at home, but it's applicable to this listener.
Yeah.
Right? So my next tip is pick your timing, okay? Mm. And like get familiar with everyone's routines.
You've got to become like get a shared Google calendar with your whole family.
Know when people are going to work. Know when you might have like lunchtime free, I don't know, at home. I'm not sure. Maybe someone's got an appointment to go to, or maybe they're out doing the groceries at a certain time every Sunday, or maybe you're waiting until they go to sleep and waiting an hour or two later. I don't know. Pick your time wisely.
It definitely can take the spontaneity out of it, which can be frustrating. But I think that like when there are those like spontaneous moments of, you know, you're kind of looking at your partner, you're like, oh my God, we have the house to ourselves right now. Like, hey, like,
let's take action.
Yeah. I think that's, there's like, you find the thrill in that side of it opposed to like, you know, the spontaneity you would usually have living by yourself.
Yeah, absolutely.
But yeah, definitely the timing is key. And like late nights are always fun.
Yeah. Late nights.
Early mornings.
Waking up before everyone else wakes up. That's a great option.
Schedule that one in.
I'm also going to say, put the TV on. Background noise. Maybe.
Yes, I.
Or no.
No. Okay. Yes, I. two solutions here is watching a show that's in another language so you don't get distracted by
the show.
The show. And so there's just like Spanish in the background.
Love that.
Or like music.
Yeah.
Whereas like I always have music on whenever I'm home. Like I've got my little Google Home. First thing I do when I walk home is like put music on. So there's music constantly playing. So like no one is suspicious if there is music still playing in my room at 10, 11 p.m.
So maybe this listener needs to start playing some music.
Yeah, maybe like that could be a strategy as you set it up now.
Yeah.
But yeah, music as well is kind of, and a speaker is always better than a phone. A speaker at a low volume just because I feel like it makes more, I don't know how sound works, but I just feel like it makes sense.
It spreads the sound better.
It's less just like playing music from a phone to distract from the fact we're having sex right now.
Yeah. I also recommend putting like something under the door, like whether it's clothes or a towel to like maybe muffle that, you know, that little gap underneath the door. Yeah. That could work too.
And if you've got a lock, obviously lock your door. If you don't have a lock, maybe put something a bit heavier at the door so if someone is trying to open it, you've got like a second of like, I don't know, like because the clothes and stuff reminded me of, or at least you'll be able to hear that move or something.
Yeah.
If you've got something a little heavier, at least it'll stop the person trying to open the door for that half a second you might need to get out of a vulnerable position.
I love the lock idea because I don't know if everyone remembers, but I think on the first episode of season 2.
We did together.
I told the story about how one of my ex's dads walked in on us, which was delightful. It was not delightful. It was
terrifying.
Cringeworthy. What else? What else can our listener do?
Get creative with the location.
Yes. Oh my God. AJ has taught me this.
Okay. What did AJ say?
Well, not specifically for living at home situations, but he meant in just general, like change it up. But I'm thinking if the bed's too squeaky, move to the floor.
Yeah. That's
try the wall.
The wall. Surely the wall's going to be louder.
The wall might be louder.
But yeah, like I think it's, there is a little bit of excitement of like the where and like the when, especially when, you know, if you only get a certain amount of time together, like.
Yeah.
There's also, I guess, this living by yourself, you have more options of like where to have sex. When you live with family, you want to be a bit more respectful to not have sex in the kitchen or on the communal lounge. Yeah. Like, we just got to be a little bit kinder about these things.
Yeah.
So you might kind of only really have your bedroom as the option. Mm-hmm. But yeah, like the bed, the floor, different positions of the bed, like off the bed, on the bed, like half off, half on. Like, you can make it work.
My next recommendation, I think, is illegal, but the car.
The car.
Car sex.
The car.
Car sex is illegal, I'm pretty sure.
I would assume public sex.
Yeah, I'm pretty sure. So what I'm going to say with the car is...
the car parked in a secure location.
Yes. Away from obviously public main roads. And I'm just saying this. I'm not telling you to go and do this and do it at your own discretion, right? Take it with a grain of salt. But you can make do in the car. Like that could be not an every week situation, but like if you're desperate times, the family's always home or whoever's always home, that could possibly be an option. Take a blanket.
Make it nice and pretty.
Make it nice and cozy. Make sure you're not parked anywhere that you're going to get in trouble or scare someone else or just, be careful.
Yeah, look, public sex is a thing. A lot of people are very into that. Yeah. I'm terrified of getting caught.
Same.
But there is something exhilarating.
I haven't had sex in a car for years. The last time I had sex in a car, I reckon I was 23.
I think I was in high school.
Yeah.
I was actually
23. Is that too old to be having sex in the car?
I mean,
who cares? You know what? Who cares?
Who cares? Expose yourself. You know, mine was like high school in my mom's car. Sorry, Mom.
Sorry, Mom.
My mom actually listens to this podcast.
Oh, fuck. Sorry, Mom.
Hey, Mom. Sorry. Love you so much.
And then the last thing I'm going to say, and this might not be an option for this listener, but looking at weekends away, booking a hotel. Mm. If you're really desperate, that's a great way to play around. That's a great way to have some intimacy, especially if you're both living at home.
Yeah. And also there's something really like intimate and not even in a sexual way, but about having a weekend away from home. Even if you guys live together or by yourselves, like there's something so, so nice about like a weekend away in the city in a hotel or a weekend away in like a rural little town.
Yeah, Forest Lodge.
Yeah, there are things that are just like nice and sweet, and I think that it makes everything feel a little bit more exciting.
Yeah, can inject that kind of passion back into the relationship, especially if this listener says that, you know, it's impacting her relationship now and now it's limited. Like intimacy is so important. It's not the be all end all, but it is an important part. So you have to give it some love and attention.
Yeah.
But yeah, if we've missed anything, guys, please let us know. I'm going to put up a thread in the Facebook group. I'll post a few stories for this episode actually, because I want to know how are you having sex at home? Give us your best tips and tricks.
Yeah. And you know, I would also love to know like, what is your having sex at home story gone wrong?
Yeah.
Can we put some of that in there? Yes. Because I would love to. Like, surely there's always room for improvement. Maybe you forgot to lock the door that one time. Maybe you thought the house was empty and it wasn't.
Yeah.
My fear is people getting home during it. Yeah. So we don't know when to switch volumes. Like, we're like tracking the family on like Find My iPhone, Find My Friends. And it's like, oh, fuck, they're 10 minutes away quick.
Oh, I love that so much. All right. Well, thank you, Em. Thank you guys for listening. We're going to leave it there.
Thank you.
As always, guys, as you are listening, please share us to your stories. Tag us, Your Safe Space Pod. Tag me at Adele Marie. Tag Miss Emily. Go and give her a follow as well. What's your username? At M Lark.
At M Larkins with two S's.
There we go. We love you, Em. And guys, we will see you next time. Also, don't forget, join us on Instagram, TikTok, and please join the Facebook group. If you're in there, you are a certified legend. And we will see you next time. Bye.
Bye.
This podcast was recorded on Wurundjeri land, hosted by me, Adele Marie. Your Safe Space is a part of the Amplify Podcast Network.